Good morning, Santa Fe, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. We're also podcasting. The website is santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can listen to the show any time of day or night thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil computer services. You can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Later on in the program, the fabulous Robert Knott will be here, and also Edward Borens from Garcia Street Books is going to be dropping in to let us know about an event that's going on there. Right now, I would like to welcome Ken Knight. He is conductor and musical director of the Men's Camarata, and they will be doing a 4th of July concert that starts before the 4th of July, July 1st and July 4th. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Good morning.
So this is pure Americana.
We have assembled a... as my partner says, a heartwarming collection of Americana for this concert.
Why is it that when you say heartwarming, it sounds sort of ironic?
I don't mean it to. It really is heartwarming. We've got well-known American folk songs, classic American popular songs, Randall Thompson's best-known piece, the Alleluia, a group of beautiful, beautiful spirituals, and at the end, a little collection of patriotic songs. A few of the numbers on this concert program are actually sing-alongs.
Ah,
sing-alongs. I will turn around and gesture to the audience to join us in some things like This Land Is Your Land, and America the Beautiful. We have a gorgeous arrangement of America the Beautiful, arranged by, of all things, a guy named Stanislav... what the heck is his last name? Stanislav Helfenbein.
Well, there we have it. America the Melting Pot.
Exactly.
How many people are in, how many men are in the Men's Camarata?
We have about 34 now, and growing all the time.
So when you have 34 people, you can do some pretty intricate harmonies.
We can. We can sing, and we always sing in four parts. Sometimes we can divide into as many as six and even eight parts occasionally.
Eight-part harmony?
It's quite rich.
I should say.
But for the most part, it's four-part harmony.
Now, when you do more popular songs, folk songs like this, are those inherently an easier repertoire to sing than say, classical music?
It all depends on the arrangement, the difficulty, the complexity of the arrangement. Some of the arrangements we're doing on this program are quite complex, and although the song itself seems pretty simple-minded, the arrangement is challenging.
What would be an example of that?
We're doing... an arrangement of Turkey in the Straw, of all things, which requires everyone to play a comb and stiff card at the same time.
A comb and stiff card.
It's a little percussion instrument that everyone holds in their hand.
Sort of like a guiro.
Yes, exactly. It's because of like, well, playing the comb and tissue paper.
Uh-huh. But you're not playing in your mouth. You're holding it.
That's right. That's right. By the way, Turkey in the Straw, it turns out, has a... tenuous connection to northern New Mexico. It is widely reported amongst historians that our most infamous 19th century resident, Billy the Kid, loved to dance.
I've read that.
And his favorite dancing song, it turns out, was Turkey in the Straw.
You know, that would be something that one would just love to have, you know, impossible to ever have footage of.
But wouldn't we love to?
We would love to see Billy the Kid dancing.
Exactly, yeah. And in that same set of songs, the folk song group were doing Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care.
Now, Ken, you went to Yale. What does that mean?
I encourage your listeners to Google Jimmy Crack Corn and I Don't Care. There's a wealth of information on the Internet about just what the heck this text refers to. Most people assume that it refers to moonshining and bootlegging. But there are all kinds of other...
Is the song written from that era?
Yes, oh yes. But there are other connotations and historical references and other possible interpretations of the text that are really quite fascinating. Well, and we just don't have time to go into them here. But
just tell us one.
Gosh, you know, it's too early in the morning and I haven't had enough caffeine yet to remember. But there is a wealth of information available on the Internet about Jimmy Crack Corn.
Right. So this is a program of America. Do you do a 4th of July concert every year?
This is actually the third time in the last 5 years that we've done a 4th of July concert, yeah.
And Does it, I don't know, do you feel more patriotic and more connected by singing this American music?
I guess we do. It doesn't take much to get this group to feel patriotic. This really is a flag-waving bunch of guys, and we're proud of that. But there's just something, nurturing about singing classic American pop songs like Jada and When I Fall in Love and Misty. And we're even doing one of my favorite, incredibly corny 50s songs made famous by Little Anthony and the Imperials. Tears on My Pillow.
Ooh,
do you remember Tears on My Pillow?
Well, not, I mean, I wasn't there, but...
Of course not. But we...
it lasted well into the 60s and 70s.
We are attempting to recreate Little Anthony's inimitable tone color.
Uh-huh.
Which is sort of like this.
Then on the same set we're doing, just to make everybody feel like they're at a baseball game, we're going to do Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Uh-huh.
And that, of course, be a sing-along also.
When you talk about tone color, there are so many different ways of singing, and a lot of them are associated with parts of the world. So the Balkan way of singing comes from, I guess, a different part of your head or a different technique in singing, and Chinese singing is different. And then within the European tradition, there's still quite a number of ways of producing notes.
Yes, there's an almost infinite number of ways of manipulating the larynx and the mask, as we call it in singing.
What's the mask?
It's the front of your face, where your principal resonators are located for projecting the sound.
Now, probably most of us, including me, have no idea what is up with that. You have a voice box.
A larynx, that's right.
You pass air through it and you sing a note. What's mm-hmm. the mask thing?
You hook the front of the face up to the sound, just as you a piano's sounding board is used to amplify the vibration of the strings that stretch across it. And that amplification projects the sound and enriches it and strengthens it tremendously. If the piano didn't have a sounding board behind the strings, it would sound like somebody playing with a bunch of rubber bands. And we use the mask, as we call it in singing, the front of the face, the sinuses, the nasal passages, the bones, the cartilage, the tissue of your face, basically, but particularly the sinuses, to add high overtones to the sound, which project it and allow it to cut through the orchestra and bounce off the back wall. It adds a tremendous amount of power and focus.
How do you manipulate that? Your sinuses, you can't really change the shape or size of them the way you can for a piano sound box.
In learning to sing, a human being's greatest... what's the word I'm looking for? The things that help you the most.
Assets?
Yeah, that's it. Your greatest asset in learning how to sing is your ability to imitate. You imitate your voice teacher at first. Voice teachers will encourage students to discover this sense of resonance, this sort of placing the voice up in the front of the face by having them go, hung, and to get a sensation of buzzing in the front of the face, and then to open up into a vowel sound and like, hung, and the sensation is that although the sound is originating in your throat, it's actually picking up most of its resonance and projection and power and most of the physical sensations from your face, the inside of your face.
If you're driving a car now, ladies and gentlemen, you can try this. I believe the word is hung.
That's right.
Very interesting. How did you learn to sing? I mean, there's so many people who have a lot of talent who just know how to work with it intuitively. I mean, what's the role of...
They just have a natural gift for imitating the voices of the great singers that they've heard.
Can people who have... I mean, let's leave aside pitch, because you have to have pitch in order to sing. But let's say mm-hmm. you've got pitch, but you don't have much of anything else. Can you learn to sing? Can you learn to use your sinuses and
yes,
your mask
yes,
and all
yes,
that?
Yes, exactly. Almost everyone can. Yeah.
Do you have people, for example, in the groups that you lead, who came in and you thought, oh boy, not a lot to work with, but they make it as
absolutely.
Being good singers?
Absolutely, yes. And of course, I've I've been a voice teacher also for 25 years, and occasionally I have a student come to me who cannot match pitch, just simply cannot find the pitch, can't carry a tune. And in most cases, I recommend to them to take up an instrument, because sometimes that builds the connections in the brain that allow you to match pitch. But I recommend that they take up the piano or the clarinet or, you know, the trombone or something like that. I did have a
How do you know when there's a soprano at your door? She can't find the key. She doesn't know when to come in.
Very good. Very good. I know a whole wealth of soprano jokes, which I'd better not reveal, because I also conduct a women's choir, as you know. But I did have a student who enrolled in one of my voice classes at the community college several years ago, and he seemed to be tone deaf. He could not match the pitch when he was trying to sing words. But we discovered that if he removed the text from the tune and just hummed or whistled the tune, that he could stay on it just fine. It was the pitch of the vowels themselves that were confusing his brain and sort of eclipsing the actual pitch of the note of the tune of music that he was trying to sing. And once he got the sensation of humming the tune without any words and got that established in his brain, then he could add the text and do just fine.
And that worked.
It was quite revealing. He really taught me something.
Yeah. So there's, I mean, being a singing teacher, it's almost like detective work in cases like that.
Exactly, yeah.
We're talking to Ken Knight. He's the conductor and musical director of the Men's Camerata, and they're doing a 4th of July holiday concert on the 1st and 4th of July at 3 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Temple. We don't have Americana to play, but we do have a song or two from the Men's Camerata that we can play. And we've got a couple of choices. What would you like our audience to hear?
Let's play the Griegs a chorus called Brothers Sing On. This is one of our traditional opening numbers with which we often start a concert. This is by 19th century Norwegian composer Edvard Grieg, but we'll sing it in English. Brothers Sing On.
Let's hear it. The Men's Camerata here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. We're talking to Kenneth Knight. You've spent your whole life singing, and when you sing, not only have you spent your whole life singing, but you've been in groups where you've been singing with people since you were 18 years old.
Yes.
There are bonds that form.
Oh, there sure are. It's like men who serve in the military together, who form lifelong bonds. I still get together with my Whiffen Poof group from college at least every 2 years. We have off-year reunions. Our class from college gets together every 5 years. We can't wait that long. We have to get together at least every couple of years. And we have a reunion coming up, an off-year reunion coming up at Lake George in northern New York State in
September. And you get together and sing?
We get together and we sing and we play tennis and sway on the
and do you sing the same songs, or do you bring each other new songs that you've learned since? I imagine you're not the only one who's still in the professional music business.
Actually, I am.
You are?
I am. I'm the only one of the 14 who did this for a living. Our music director for a time was a composer and wrote all of the music for the Captain Kangaroo show. And several of the other guys have continued to sing as amateur singers. They've become lawyers and scholars and doctors. But a couple of them have sung in the Boston Symphony Chorus and church jobs in Toronto and other places. But I'm the only one who did it for a living. For the most part, we sing the same old familiar songs. We have to dust off those memory circuits every couple of years and remember how our parts go. And occasionally we have to peek at the music to remember. It's incredible how fast we forget, especially the older we get. But my group is unique in that we have actually added some songs to our repertoire in the last, 5 years. We've probably added maybe four or five songs, and our music director is threatening to toss some new music at us at this reunion in September. So it'll be a challenge to see if we can get our minds around it.
And meanwhile, you lead a couple of groups here in Santa Fe, and one of them is the Men's Camerata, and the holiday concert, once again, is July 1st and 4th at 3 o'clock at the Scottish Rite Temple. For those of you who are new in town, it's that big pink building on Paseo de Peralta near the corner of Washington Street.
It's a fabulous building. It was built in 1911, and did you know it was one of the things that persuaded the U.S. Congress to grant statehood to New Mexico? The fact that we could erect a building that magnificent in those days persuaded Congress that we weren't just a backwater bunch of savages.
There we have it, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about symbolism. Kenneth Knight, it's great to have you here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. And have a happy 4th of July.
Thank you. You too.
We're going to take a little break right now. Stay tuned to KSFR. I'd like now to introduce Edward Borens. He is the director of Garcia Street Books, and welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. It's good to be back.
And we're here to talk about an exhibition that you have. We were going to bring the artist on, James Havard, who is showing some. I guess it's both a book and some work at Garcia Street Books, but he couldn't be with us because of illness.
That's right. James had a very successful show in New York in October, and basically the show sold out and they were having a celebration, and it was going to continue the next morning, and he didn't show up. They went to his room and they found that he was in a coma and he had a subcranial hematosis. But he is recovering. That's the good news. So today we are going to be celebrating his 70th birthday. Albeit he still isn't well enough to make it here, he will be coming to Santa Fe to live permanently again in a few weeks.
Now, so this is a Santa Fe artist who's been both here and other places.
He's been everywhere. He's born in Texas, studied in Philadelphia, but he's lived here for many years. So he's known as a Santa Fe artist, definitely.
Now, what is the nature of his work? It's psychological, it's sort of figurative, it's sort of based on tribal arts. How would you describe it?
You're very correct in saying based on tribal arts. That's had a profound influence on his work. It's a naive sort of art, a primitive type, you might call it art brut, outsider art. But it's very distinctively James Havard, and that's you can look at the work that he did a number of years ago or look at the work that he was doing recently, and right away you know James did it. He has an amazing palette, range of colors. He uses various media, some mixed media, collage. The show that we have is his works on paper, and we're also
being a bookstore and whatnot.
Well, it ties in with the book. It ties in with the deluxe edition of the monograph James Havard. The book went on sale last fall. We were to have done the launch then. That's the trade edition. It sold very well. People, the reason I'm doing this, people come into the store and say, "Who is this artist? I just can't believe how great his work is." So the book has sold very steadily. The deluxe edition, which contains an original etching and an edition of 100, was delayed, and I'm just about to pick it up.
Oh, heavens.
Talking to you today, and we have a lot of orders for those.
So that's a situation whereby the book comes with, there's 100 copies of the whole thing, and they come with an original artwork.
Exactly. Each one is signed and numbered, and there's a colophon in the book that the numbering agrees with the numbering and the etching.
So all of that is today from 5 to 7 o'clock at Garcia Street Books, which is on Garcia Street.
376 Garcia Street.
On the corner of Acequia Madre.
Right. So we're very excited about it, and it's just amazing how James has recovered. We'll be talking to him. His mind is absolutely fine. It always was. It's a medical miracle, though, because he underwent surgery for about 10 hours, then had to undergo subsequent surgeries, and it's his third brush with death. But he's still with us. He's drawing. He selected all the works that are in the show, and they're wonderful works.
And the book is quite a serious monograph with essays by art historians and a lot of reproductions of the work.
His work is serious. It's exactly, and so is the book. His work is in the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, and the Guggenheim. It's in Stockholm, Sweden. Museums everywhere, really.
And all this and much, much more tonight at Garcia Street Books. Edward Borns, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Mary Charlotte.
We're going to take yet another little break, and Robert Knott will be with us. Stay tuned to KSFR. And I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of Pasatiempo, the Friday art supplement in the Santa Fe, New Mexican, and he's here with us just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome, Robert.
Good morning. So the men's camarade is going to try to do Tears on My Pillow, huh?
Uh-huh, Tears on Your Pillow.
You don't remember me, but I remember you. It wasn't long ago, you broke my heart in two. Tears on my pillow. And look at that, the guy from the camarade just brought me a glass of ice water because I didn't have any.
It's because you spilled it all over the table.
No, actually somebody opened up their laptop computer in the back panel. Anyway, we have art openings tonight.
Okay.
Adib Kadori Fine Art has The Color of Symmetry. That's a good title.
That's interesting.
Paintings by Nancy Pendleton, as well as sculpture by Arlie and David Regier, R-E-G-I-E-R, Regier perhaps. Reception 5 to 8 p.m. tonight on 610 Canyon Road. The show runs through July 9th. If you're up that way, you may as well pop into Chalk Farm Gallery at 729 Canyon Road and see the sculpture and lithographs by Michael Parkis. Sculpture by Bill Toma. The reception's 5 to 8 p.m. tonight through July 25th. And downtown, this is going to be a fun one for the kids of all ages, which means people like yous and me's. The Chuck Jones Studio Gallery, which is on Palace Avenue now, over there by Swig, I think. They have a stroke of genius, a collection of paintings and musings of life on life, love, and art by Chuck Jones. And there's a reception and a book signing by Linda Jones Clow at 5 o'clock today. She's Chuck Jones' daughter. She's also going to be in the gallery tomorrow, Saturday, 1 to 3 p.m. There's great paintings on the wall on all these famous Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck and stuff, and they're like in artistic poses, like Bugs Bunny as Blue Boy and Daffy Duck descending a staircase, stuff like that. It's really fun. I miss Chuck Jones. I'm glad his kids are still around. I mean, his animated kids, too. Gerald Peters Gallery has Unique Surfaces, sculpture by Kent Olberg and paintings by John Encinas and Matt Smith. The reception's tonight, 5 o'clock. They're over on Paseo de Peralta around the horseshoe there. And High Mayhem Studios around Lena Street, 1703B, as in Bad Boy, has mixed media paintings by Chase Haynes. And there's a reception tonight, 7 to 9 p.m. through July. I got to mention, Llewellyn Contemporary Downtown has River's Edge, paintings by Forrest Moses, reception 5:30 to 7:30. And Riva Yaris Gallery, also downtown on Grand Avenue, has paintings and photographs by Roberto Marquez and Flor Garduño. Reception's 5 to 7 tonight through July 30th. And I got to warn you, they're mostly of naked women. I'll be there, by the way. Sage Creek Gallery, an old Santa Fe trail, has sculpture by Lincoln Fox. The show runs through July 3rd. There's no reception, but swing by, 200 Old Santa Fe Trail. And if you want to go to something a little different and out of the way, Two Pears Gallery. Pears like the fruit you eat?
Mm-hmm.
I mix those up with peaches all the time, and then I'm always disappointed. Anyway, it's at 7 Caliente Road in El Dorado. Paintings by Joan Holtzgren. The reception's 5 to 8:30 p.m., and the show runs through July. One final downtown gallery opening is the Verve Gallery of Photography on Marcy Street. Has Thomas Kelly, Native Graces. Reception 5 to 7 p.m. Interesting guy, interesting work, and Elizabeth Cook Romero wrote about him in today's Paso Tiempo.
And we'll be talking to him on Monday morning right here on this program.
Okay, that's good because the show runs through August 25th.
That's right.
Well, you may or may not know this, but tonight is tailgating night. That doesn't mean you get in your car and stand on the backside of the guy in front of you, which I can't stand, by the way.
I can't stand that either when you do that. I mean, when people do that.
Yeah, that's right. I know I followed you a little too closely that time when you were running away from me. The Santa Fe Opera's 51st season opens tonight with La Boheme. Do you know anything about
that? La Boheme, oh, yeah.
It's about the Bohemian, right?
Yeah, well, it's actually a wonderful opera, and it's a wonderful story. It's a story of very poor students living in Paris who barely have enough to eat and aren't warm enough, and it's a love story, and it's a story about their lives.
That's depressing,
and it's
right?
a tragedy. Well, you know, as much as opera is ever depressing, it's such a great spectacle.
Opera's always depressing. That's the Barbara Seville or one
but
of
But I mean, it's not realism.
Things.
You know, they're in costumes
the
and they're singing.
The thing
and
I like about opera is the music's so beautiful. I love the music, but I don't like the fact that people sing along with it.
So there's no well, that's a problem. There's no suspension of disbelief, basically. You don't really think, wow. There was a wonderful movie that called I Will Avenge You, Iago, that played at the Santa Fe Film Center about an audience member at an opera who thought that the villain was really a villain and wanted to avenge him and then went around doing horrible things.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me these operas aren't based on real life?
Well, they're based on real life, but the premise of the plot of that movie was that somebody actually thought it was true, and it's so funny because operas are so stylized.
So to Barbara Seville, that guy didn't really live? I bet that. I thought there was a magic flute and all that stuff. Anyway, that opens tonight. It's up at the Opera, 986-5900, north of Santa Fe, about 7 miles on U.S. 8425. You can get into standing room really cheaply. Meanwhile, theater-wise, there are several events happening around town, including Kiss of the Spider-Woman, continuing through this weekend at the Santa Fe Playhouse, 142 East of Argus. You want a phone number? 988-4262. I have not yet seen it. I hope to see it this weekend. The Zoo Story, last chance to see it tonight, 5 o'clock, free. Rose Garden Park on Cordova, right down the street here from the Santa Fe Baking Company, Mary Charlotte. Anthea Spellis and Alex Reed are doing Edward Albee's two-person play about a couple of guys on a bench in Central Park. It's free, 5 o'clock tonight, Rose Garden Park.
Let's talk about the Santa Fe Art Institute.
I wanted to mention Theater Grotesco, the last theater thing, and then we'll cut into the Institute, which I was going to mention because they have a bit on Saturday. Final theater piece is Fortune, the rise and fall of a small fortune cookie factory, which is a Theater Grotesco original production set in 1930s San Francisco. They are in the former Healy Matthews building on Cerrillos, right where it intersects with Sandoval, 515 Cerrillos. Phone number, 474-8400. They have 5 o'clock shows on Saturday and Sunday and 8 o'clock shows on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They do not have a Friday night show. There was a review by Craig Smith in today's Paso Tiempo. He and I saw it last Sunday. Santa Fe Art Institute, you're talking about Saturday show, Comfort Zone? What do you know about it?
I have not seen it yet. I think they're just mounting it now, and it opens on Saturday.
3 to 5.
3 to 5.
And
it's supposed to be great. I talked to Diane Karp yesterday, who was very excited about some of the work in it.
They should be excited. It's a group show. The reception's 3 to 5 Saturday. If you don't know where the Santa Fe Art Institute is, they're sort of, for lack of a better term, in the back of the College of Santa Fe campus.
If you drive into the College of Santa Fe campus and you just go straight, all the way to the end.
Right.
It's the building there on the left.
Well, around the first little traffic circle, but stay to your right. Keep going, yeah. And it's a neat place to visit. If you're a tourist in town, you can probably take a bus there. Because there's a bus stop right outside. You can drive there. It's very easy, right off Cerrillos Road. So Santa Fe Art Institute, Saturday, 3 o'clock. Meanwhile, the Santa Fe Artist Market continues on Saturdays over in the Casa Solana Shopping Center, 9 to 2. It's free. And I talked about, what did I talk about? I haven't got a clue. What the hell am I doing here? Oh, Chris Calloway. She's going to be singing the Lena Horne songbook. I love Lena Horne. What a beautiful woman. Great voice. Went through a lot of interesting personal, professional challenges and tragedies. And She put together a great number of now classic pop tunes, and Chris Calloway is going to be singing them in tribute to Lena Horne, who I believe is her godmother. When? 8:30. What day? Saturday. Where? Rainbow Vision Santa Fe. Where's that? 500 Rodeo Road. What's the phone number? 428-7781. Do I have to pay to get in? Yes. How much? Plenty. That's it. Okay. Sunday's an interesting day because, one thing, it follows Saturday. Another day, despite the fact that it's Sunday, quite often it rains. The Artisan's Flea Market takes place Sunday at the Santa Fe Brewing Company, 10 to 3 p.m. Meanwhile, if you want to go to the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture and the Laboratory of Anthropology, they've got an anniversary celebration up on 710 Camino Lejo, that's Museum Hill. Guided tours, they have a dance performance by Ice Mountain Dance Group. They got the Santa Clara Tiny Tots, plus refreshments. 1 to 4 p.m. Sunday. That sounds like fun. By museum admission. Is that one of the museums, though, that's free on Sundays?
All the museums in the state system are... they're either free or a dollar on Sundays.
To New Mexico residents.
To New Mexico residents.
So if you have a New Mexico license...
And they check.
And you should go. Go to more museums. I need to go, too. So... Open Poetry Night Monday, if you're a poet and you don't know it. 3-minute open mic for poets. 7 o'clock. So the show will be over at 7:03. Good. Thank goodness there's no charge. That's at P.D. Bean on Cerrillos Road. 2411 Cerrillos, down there on your right if you're driving south. I imagine it's 3 minutes each, so there'll be more than one poet. I hope so. Otherwise, at 7:05, you're going to have nothing to do except drink coffee. And there's a Santa Fe community picnic on Tuesday. Oh, boy. I guess they're getting ready for, like, 4th of July. And it's at 4 o'clock at the Santa Fe Brewing Company. So if Tuesday night you're anxious to get going with celebrating, you don't want Junior to set off fireworks and annoy the neighbor's dogs. And I'm talking to my neighbors whose Junior does this all the time. My dogs don't like it. Go to the Santa Fe Community Picnic. Distract him. Get him out to the brewing company where they serve beer. He better be at least 21. But if he's less than that, give him some soda. The English Beat are playing with Soulfire. The Red Elvises, the Iguanas. What a musical lineup. You got to pay in advance. In order to get a slightly discounted ticket. If you pay at the door, it's $5 more, but we can't mention prices on the air. It's KSFR, your community radio station. You should tune into this thing all the time, even when I'm not here. Anyway, if you're under 12, you get in for free. I'm just barely over that, by the way. I turned 13 the other day. 988-1234 if you want to get to the Santa Fe Community Picnic.
And hey, what about thing, Pancakes on the Plaza?
I was about to go there, but you take it away. I need to drink some water.
Pancakes. Pancakes will be served from 7 in the morning until 12:30 in the afternoon. There's entertainment until 2 in the afternoon. And then the first annual Firecracker Pajama Parade for kids.
Oh, boy.
At 8:30. Are you going in your pajamas?
I'm going because I have pajamas with moosies on them and they're kind of cute.
Do they have little feet?
You know what my mother did when I was like 15? She bought me a pink shirt with skunks on it. Can you imagine wearing that to school when you're 15?
A pink shirt with skunks? Well, that was your pajama top. You weren't supposed to wear it to school.
It wasn't. It was a regular shirt. I felt so embarrassed wearing it.
Well, there's also... So the pajama parade is at 8:30. And then there's an arts and crafts fair all day long.
There's a good shirt.
There's a silent auction. There's a vintage car show, as there always is, which is way cool.
Skunks.
The beaver... skunks. Beaver Toyota, Kids Corner, there are all sorts of things going on all day.
Pretty and cheap, it's right?
I don't even know what the prices are, but we don't talk about them on the air. And then it's all sponsored by the United Way of Santa Fe County and a benefit for the United Way.
It's great. That's, again, 4th of July fun to do. Get there early, though, if you want to eat. You have to pay to eat, but you don't have to pay if you just want to go hang out.
And there's mariachi music. There's the Santa Fe Concert Band. There's the Manzanares. Everything.
I miss that pink shirt with the skunks. Hey, on Wednesday, July 4th, oddly enough, at 3 p.m., if you're interested in Shakespeare and you've already done the pancakes, Lawrence Nee is going to lecture on Are There Fairies in the Woods? That's a lecture about Midsummer Night's Dream, which is a Shakespeare play set in the woods. Guy with a burrow's head wandering around chasing women and stuff. That's pretty terrible. It's at the Junior Common Room at 3 o'clock on the 4th of July, Peterson Student Center. There's no charge. These lectures are free. The St. John's College is up there on the hill. Camino Cruz Blanca. Assuming the buses are running on 4th of July, you can get up there by bus. Again, if you're visiting, here's a phone number, 984-6102. And you already had Ken Knight on, but I'm going to mention it again for viewers that just tuned in to see me, even though it's a radio. America Sings. Choral performance at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, as well as, I believe, Sunday, at the Santa Fe Scottish Rite Center in Paseo de Peralta, the big pink building. It's a beautiful building. They've got a beautiful theater. It's 3 o'clock. Here's the phone number, 988-9802, and they're going to sing great Americana songs, plus Tears on My Pillow. Do you think
Excellent.
They'll sing Beyond the Sea? Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere.
No, because I have the program right here with me. It's not on there.
Me.
But you can sing it. That would be almost as good.
My lover stands on golden sands and waits for the ships. Okay, I got to talk about the Santa Fe Bandstand Concert Series. You know all about
Yay.
This, don't you?
Yeah, it's great. It's an amazing concert series.
David Lesh. Thank you. Lesh, pardon me, from Outside In puts this together with the City of Santa Fe. Free band concerts on the plaza. You can dance. 5 Thursday. Meaning 5 July Thursday. Next Thursday it begins. 6 p.m., no charge. Who's playing that night? The Soul Deacons. I believe they also have a noon show with the Kumusha Marimba Ensemble. So you go to the plaza starting on Thursdays, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, is it Tuesdays and Thursdays, Mary Charlotte?
I don't remember.
Lunchtime, and I think it's Monday and Thursday, 6 o'clock. You'll figure it out, believe me. It's free. It's on the plaza. Go have fun. You can dance and have a good time. Say, what time is it?
It's 8:47.
El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe, 1615B, Paseo de Parata, has two shows going up. 1001 Buddhas, which is a collage monoprint installation by Gordon Mikunas, which runs through June, which means there's only like 3 days left, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, here's a show. Did you see Cuba Art and Soul yet?
Oh, yeah.
It's a group show of contemporary Cuban art that runs through August at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe in the rail yard near the railroad tracks, 1615B Paseo de Peralta. Here's a phone number, 992-0591. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday, pardon me, I got that wrong. They're open Saturday, 10 to 5, and Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 5. No Sunday. So you can go today till 5 o'clock, you can go tomorrow to 5 o'clock. So briefly, the show, is it pretty neat?
Yeah, it's extraordinary, actually. First of all, it's just unusual in itself to have a show of Cuban art, because it's not something you see in this country very often. But also, there's a lot of real masters of just incredible artists. I mean, people who are very well known and respected on the island of Cuba whose work is in this show. And there's going to be, I think we'll be talking about it on the show next week. They had before, and they're going to do again, a direct video feed teleconference with Cuban artists. So you have a situation where you're in Santa Fe, and the Cubans are in Cuba, and you're talking to each other via audiovisual technology. And we did that before, and it was really fun and interesting to be in that direct contact with people so far away.
I want to get to that show. Again, it runs through the whole summer, but don't wait till the last minute. El Museo Cultural.
Go a couple of times. It's actually worth doing.
Sometimes gets overlooked, but it's a great little museum over there with a great little theater space. Meanwhile, if you want, you're looking for something to do with the kids this weekend, besides strangle them, run out to El Rancho de los Golondrinos. Take them out to 334 Los Pinos Road, which is south of town near the old racetrack. And it's sort of a Spanish colonial living history museum. It's really one of my favorite museums. You go there and people, they enact like colonial days, and they have a mule and a donkey and stuff like that and duckies. And you usually have like mariachi groups and kids playing, and you could eat. Once I went there and this guy gave a demonstration about rattlesnakes and how they don't really get you. They don't eat you or anything. They just, you shouldn't step on them. You should hold still, even though in the movies they're like 40 feet long and they chase you. But anyway, El Rancho de los Golondrinos is open 10 to 4, Wednesday through Sunday. You can get in kind of cheap, and I will tell you the phone number, 471-2261. Nothing to do this weekend. Take the kids out there. Ain't got no kids. Go by yourself. Meanwhile, at the Palace of the Governors down in the plaza, which is on 105 West Palace Avenue, the Art of Ancient America continues, and that's from 1500 BC to AD. How long is that? AD 1500. Is that 3,000
years? 3,000 years.
How about that? That's a lot of art to cram into there. It's a permanent exhibit. El Favor de los Santos includes over 100 retablos and ex votos from the University Art Gallery Collection of New Mexico State University. That runs through next April. So there's some stuff happening down there. You can also run into the Museum of Fine Arts downtown, too, or now called the New Mexico Museum of Art. It's the same place, but it's a different title. 107 West Palace. There's a lot going on there. There's still a tribute to Gustav Bauman. There's a thing about Georgia O'Keeffe's legacy in New Mexico. There's the Art of New Mexico. There's Flight of Fancy, which examines, you know, flight. A lot of great shows down there. Sunday,
did you talk about the Museum of International Folk Art?
I'm about to go there.
Okay.
But I'll let you take it away.
Now you.
Sundays, again, is, I think, New Mexico residents, no charge. So bring your driver's license, go to museums on Sunday. Take it away. What's happening at the International Folk Art?
There's a museum. You probably have the title of the exhibition because I don't think I have it with me anymore, but it's called something along the lines of A Saint in the City, the art...
Marie Romero Cass.
Sufi Arts of Urban Senegal. And it opened yesterday, and it's a very interesting exhibition about a place about which I knew very little, Senegal, and this particular Sufi mystic poet we talked about it on the air yesterday, who I'm not saint, religious leader, poet. They said on the air yesterday, the curators, that he had written 7 metric tons of poetry.
Wait a minute, what did they do, stack it up and
I know.
Write it?
Well, it's like, first of all, was it on granite slabs?
I can't even get on my scale myself, 200 pounds. I feel like the guy's putting together 18 tons.
Anyway, there was only one photographic image ever made of this man, this saint, this leader, and it's reproduced all over the place. And the reproductions in art, in sculpture, in painting, and so on are thought to, in themselves, be powerful and bestow blessings.
That's fantastic.
So you can go over there and get blessed along with everything else.
You should get blessed. I often
bless you.
Sneeze and I get blessed. I have some things to mention in terms of if you want to volunteer or, pardon me, audition. The Art and Players is putting together a Shakespeare play in October. I think it's The Merchant of Venice, but I'm not positive. But if you want to audition, go to the Playhouse this weekend, 1 to 4 o'clock Saturday, or 10 to noon Sunday. That's a rough time to audition. I'm barely climbing out of bed. I got to audition for Shakespeare. I don't, have a hard time doing a Bobby Darin song at 11:45. But anyway, if you want to audition, it's this weekend at the Santa Fe Playhouse. Bring a piece by Shakespeare to read and a memorized piece by another author. 983-4002, 983-4002. Call that number if you're interested. If you're interested in submitting a movie to the Santa Fe Film Festival this year, they are taking submissions. You got to go to their website. Just Google SantaFeFilmFestival.com. And also the Southwest Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, which generally takes place in Albuquerque but has some Santa Fe screenings, is also seeking film submissions for their September/October event. Go to
www.closetcinema.org. Closetcinema.org.
Yeah. What time is it?
It is 8:53, and the Adobe Alliance, which is a nonprofit organization, is seeking a resident intern to work in Santa Fe, or from a distance is possible as well. Responsibilities will include research, image scanning, some simple bookkeeping, assisting with workshop organization, website maintenance, and so on. And the ideal person is a graduate student in architecture, art and art history, public policy, or related fields. To learn more, visit adobealliance.org.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to go up to Taos? The
sure.
Solar Music Festival is occurring.
That's right.
And that is on Friday through Sunday in Kit Carson Memorial Park. Kit Carson would be delighted, I'm sure, if he came
and it's
back.
Solar. It's a solar-powered music festival.
That's right. There's rain what do you call it? Cisterns. Cisterns, who could ever believe in our cisterns? Also, they have electric tricycles. Does that mean you don't have to pedal? Ah, well.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, you know one of the songs they're going to sing at that 4th of July Men's Camarada? They never invite me in, by the way. They're going to do
You haven't auditioned. You'd be in a heartbeat.
No wonder. Auditions at 11 in the morning. I'm not getting up for that stuff. They're doing They Call the Wind Mariah. Do you remember that song?
Mariah?
Yeah. Out here they got a name for rain, a name for wind and fire, but there ain't no rain, there ain't no wind, so I guess they're just a liar. You know, remember that song from Paint Your Wagon? There's not one other good song in the whole musical,
really?
But that song's beautiful.
Excellent.
And for reasons I can't comprehend, my mother, whose name is Marie, they used to call her Mariah. Now I just call her on Mother's Day. What time is it?
8:54.
Well, that's pretty good. We had a good show. You have a good day.
You have a good day, too.
All right. What are you going to do for the last 6 minutes?
I was going to leave that to you.
Uh-huh. Want to go out to Las Vegas? The Las Vegas Arts Council presents the 29th annual Las Vegas People's Fair. Here's the fun thing. They spell fair, F-A-I-R-E. That ain't very fair to me. Anyway, they're accepting applications from artists who want to participate. The fair itself doesn't take place to August 25th. But if you want to go out there, and you're an artist and you want to do something, call this number, 425-1085. There's a 505 area code. Or go online and check out LasVegasArtsCouncil.org for the 29th annual Las Vegas People's Fair. But that's later in August.
Hey, I just saw that the Tropic of Capricorn is doing a couple of classes this weekend. Tomorrow at 11 in the morning, Growing Orchids class. How to keep orchids healthy and blooming. I'd like to know that because I've got a lot of orchids in my house and some of them don't bloom anymore. And at 2 o'clock, Ayurvedic Gem Therapy. For more information on all of this, you can call 983-2700 or visit tropicofcapricornsantafe.com.
Meanwhile, if you want to know what kind of music we have going on, check out Pasta Tiempo's Little Black Book. We'll give you the addresses and the phone numbers of all the musical venues in town. It's on page 97 of our calendar. And just to give you a sampling of who's playing tonight and where, Jerry Carthy is doing Irish music at Cafe Dominic on Guadalupe Street at 6 o'clock. No cover. Joe West is playing the Cowgirl Bar and Grill on Guadalupe Street at 9 p.m. Alternative country, small cover. El Dorado Hotel and Spa. Everybody's getting into the massage business. John Gooch is on the piano, 5:30 p.m. That's followed by the Bill Hearn Trio at 8:30 p.m. Meanwhile, the Hotel Plaza Real has MK, Jazz Rock Modern Pop, 9 o'clock, no cover. They're down there on Washington Street. The Inn and Spa, another spa, at Loretto has Matthew Andre on guitar, 7:30, no cover. Los Fuentes over at Bishop's Lodge out on Bishop's Lodge Road. Pat Malone and David Parlato, they're doing contemporary jazz, 7 to 10 p.m., no cover. And finally, if you want to drive down to Madrid, Jasper McCoy is doing country at the Mineshaft Tavern at 4:30. And then at 9 o'clock, My Tea Kind, Americana. And I guess I should mention karaoke with Ursula Coyote, Silver Starlight Lounge, 8 o'clock. And finally at Vanessa, just want some nice piano music, Doug Montgomery, playing at 6 o'clock, followed by Charles Tishner. At 8 o'clock, those guys have been playing there for years, and it's free. You can go in and sit at the bar, have a drink, and listen to some piano.
Charles is great.
I love a piano, a grand piano. I wonder if those Camarada guys are singing that. I want to go to that concert now, don't you?
Yeah, well, you've got the program right in front of you.
Well, naturally, that's why I'm singing these songs. They're going to do Down in the Valley. Down in the valley, valley so low, I met my sweetheart, Mary Charlotte, you know. What time is it?
It's almost time to go, ladies and gentlemen. It's 8:57 and 45 seconds.
Well, they're also going to do patriotic songs.
Indeed they are.
George M. Cohen.
A medley, no less.
Huh?
A medley of patriotic songs.
Well, I don't care if they
don't
do a medley
love
as
medleys?
Well as they do a bunch of songs in a row. I don't care if it's a medley or not. You ever get a salad that's
it's
like a medley?
Partial songs. What? Go ahead.
Partial to what? I'm always partial to songs. I come out every week and sing. She wants to know if I'm partial to songs.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
My name
is Mary Charlotte. Robert Knott is with us here
that's
just about every Friday.
He is the
inimitable associate editor of the Pasa Tiempo Friday Art Supplement in the Santa Fe New Mexican.
It's a wonderful magazine.
It's a magazine.
Yeah.
It's not a magazine.
A supplement is something you take after dinner when you're having heart trouble.
Well, you can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are also podcasting, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't know what podcasting is, it doesn't matter. Just go to the following website, santafe radiocafe.org, where you can listen to the show by clicking on it. There's archives of all the shows going back a few months now. And all of this is thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and in order to do that, you just go to your iTunes, if you have iTunes, and search for Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Thanks to Laurel Reynolds and Brian Highhill for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, Jazz a la Carta. Broadcasting live.
Excelente.
From the Santa Fe.
A mí me gusta todo.
Baking.
Mary Charlotte.
Company. My name is Mary Charlotte.
I know that. That's why I come on the show. It's Mary Charlotte. It wouldn't come out if it was Jonathan Richards or something like that. The guy burns me up.
He's sitting at the table right next to us with his smiling face.
Trying to take over my gig.
Another great asset to Santa Fe. All right. Have a wonderful weekend, Robert.
You too.
And we'll see you on Monday. Hasta la vista. Ciao.